Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
This is The Takeaway. I'm John Hockenberry. Terrorism in Thailand. There was a second explosion today in Bangkok when a pipe bomb was thrown at a pier but bounced harmlessly into a canal. That attack came a day after a backpack bomb at a holy shrine killed at least 20 people and left more than 140 injured. Police have released pictures of a suspect on security cameras. Thailand's Prime Minister Prayut Chan-o-cha called it the worst attack ever on his nation. Thomas Fuller is a reporter with our partner, the New York Times. He's on the streets of Bangkok. Thomas, what's going on right now?
Well, obviously a lot of people are shocked that this is carried over into a second day. They're still not exactly sure what the relationship is between today's explosion and yesterday's. Yesterday's was a real shock. I mean, this occurred in the center of Bangkok that is popular with tourists, and the severity, the power of the bomb was a huge shock for people in Bangkok.
In terms of this video footage that's been released of a possible suspect, is this someone who is Thai? Is it someone who is a foreigner? Is there any indication of who this might be and what the motive might be?
Well, we don't know. I mean, the footage is quite grainy. What you see is someone who has a backpack on. He looks to be a man with long, shaggy hair and a bright yellow shirt. He takes his backpack off. He leaves it under a bench. He walks out. And moments later, the explosion is detonated. Police have tracked him through CCTV cameras, through security cameras. And they believe that he took a motorcycle taxi, which is a common way of getting around in Bangkok, and that he headed for another touristy part of the city. Police now are carrying out something akin to what happened in Boston after the marathon bomb.
Is there a pattern of terrorism in Thailand? Is there a suspected set of groups and organizations that are typically confronting the government, might this be something attached to those kinds of movements, or is it an outlier?
Well, there's definitely a pattern of political violence in Thailand, and there's also a pattern of religious ethnic violence. So there are lots of possibilities here. I mean, Thailand for the past 10 years has had a debilitating political crisis. There have been military crackdowns against protesters in the same area where this explosion took place yesterday. There, in southern Thailand, there is a Muslim insurgency that has claimed thousands of lives over the last decade. Whether or not any of these things have, you know, are related to the blast is still unknown, or whether it's something from the outside. So at this point, it's wide open. The only thing we have is this video footage that seems to show what the police say is the perpetrator of the attack.
Thomas, what have we learned about the victims at this point?
Well, it's quite horrible. I mean, people were literally cut to pieces by this bomb. They were tourists from Malaysia, from Hong Kong, from China, one from Singapore, possibly other countries. I mean, it's a measure of how horrible this bomb was that they haven't identified at least four of the victims, because there's not enough there to really make an identification. And the fact that this was very much a spot frequented by tourists, popular with East Asian tourists, seems to indicate that whoever placed this bomb, whoever planned this attack, had wanted a maximum international effect.
And to strike directly at some of the lifeblood of the Thai economy that depends so much on tourism. Thomas Fuller, thanks so much.
You're welcome.
Thomas Fuller is a reporter with our partner, the New York Times, on the streets of Bangkok, Thailand.